I mean, Antoine de Gaulle is really known for making sculptures that in many cases are cast from his body, but they're not really self-portraits, and he doesn't regard them as self-portraits in the conventional sense. He's much more interested in trying to make work and conveys the experience of what it's like for all of us to inhabit a human body and how that actually kind of feels. And I think that's what his sculptures really do, and I think that's why they have this kind of universal quality that I think people find quite compelling. And certainly since this work was installed, lots of people have been kind of drawn to see it. And I think what's quite powerful about having it here, of course, is the tide as well, the fact that it's placed in the sea, in the water. And so you only get to see it gradually revealed at low tide as the tide goes out, and then it disappears as the tide goes in. So there are these moments when this figure appears, and then again, it disappears. We're really keen to have artwork not only in the gallery, in our exhibitions, but also to extend art out into the town, into other parts of Margate and around our building. And I think one of the lovely things about this piece is that you can encounter it unexpectedly as you're walking along the coast.